Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Time to get into EB's entertainment page, which, of course, is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. Driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up with a sales assistant. They will take care of you. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles, new and pre-owned, at BMWFairfax.com.
Dot com, you mean?
Correct. I actually said that one time.
Yeah, you and JP. You're in the .com club.
Yeah. You might be there soon.
That was almost a tongue twister.
Hold
right
on.
There.
.com club?
Club is tough.
I nailed it.
You kinda did, but I'm just, it's a tongue twister. Oh, yeah. That's a tough one.
I don't know. Did you guys, I don't think we've talked about this, but obviously we talked about the Blue Origin flight with all the women with like Gayle King and Katy Perry, and everybody's annoyed by Katy Perry and everything. Did you know, shocker, that there are some people speculating that maybe the whole thing was a hoax?
Yes, I saw that it was all staged.
And I don't know where I stand on that. My guess is it wasn't a hoax, but there's two things that jumped out at me. One is because they opened the door from the inside before Bezos could open it with his little tool, and they say it should have been pressurized and all that. I don't know. My guess is they probably just opened the door prematurely, and they wanted to wait for the photo op. But the other thing is they're saying that Katy Perry had her little daisy, you know, and that she showed it before she went out on the flight. And then when she came back, you know, 2 minutes later, it wasn't all wilted and everything. Okay. And they say that if she was truly up in space, it would have like wilted and it would have had all these effects on the daisy. It wouldn't have looked just like it looked.
Okay.
Mm. 10 minutes later. I don't know. I get a kick out of all that stuff. I find it hard to believe that they'd be able to pull that stunt off today with so many eyeballs.
Right.
But those rumors are out there.
I do think the botched photo op is hilarious to me.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that Bezos wanted to be part of it. And
yeah,
look at
they
me,
opened
look,
the door too soon.
And make it look like he needed this big tool to pry open the door from the outside. And Katy Perry just like, hello, we're back. And opens the door from the interior.
That's my guess. Yeah. But who knows? Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So Jelly Roll, I got to give this dude credit, man. He actually has lost a ton of weight.
He has lost a lot of weight, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Let's go around the room. No, I don't think so.
Really?
But maybe. But he says he's doing his whole exercise regimen, and he's got all these like social media guys helping
him. How much has he lost?
Well, here's the thing. I want you to guess what his peak weight was.
All right. I got to guess.
Don't look.
No, I think I did this story last week, so I'm going to recuse myself.
Wasn't it right around 470, something like that?
475. What do you have? 425?
I think it was 470. I think it was like 570 pounds.
540 pounds.
Good Lord. Okay.
He was 540 pounds. He's now down to allegedly, and it looks like it, 357 pounds.
That's a big dude.
He's lost almost 200 pounds.
And it's a lineman size.
Mm-hmm. pretty incredible. And you can, there's actually some footage of him. I don't know if he's walking or I think he's walking or trying to maybe fast walk in L.A. But he's not one of those guys that can kind of hide, right? He's got the face tattoos.
Yeah, he's pretty recognizable.
He's an enormous guy.
Yeah.
So when he goes out there to exercise, he's going to be seen.
Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, right? Everybody can see him.
Yep.
But hey, give him props, man. Guy's lost a ton of weight. And I'm not going to say he looks... Can you imagine the excess skin he's got?
Oh, I know.
Like, if he can actually keep this weight off, I think that surgery, they say, is very painful, too.
Yeah,
you know, they
know.
Say like...
What, to tighten up the surgery?
Yes. Or when they
the
get
skin?
Rid of your tattoos, it's super painful. Some people will do like one treatment and then are like, no, I'm out. That hurts too much. I think I've heard when they cut your skin out and they tighten you all up, that's really painful too.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know.
Is he trying to lose another couple hundred pounds?
I think probably. I don't think he's done.
He's at 350, you said now?
He's at 357.
Yeah, I mean, apparently. I don't remember exact details, but when Cakes did the story last week, I think the goal was around 250.
So another 100?
Yeah, he said he's going to go like skydiving with his wife when he lost another 100 pounds.
Right.
It was his goal.
Oh, that's right.
Well, if he does that, he's going to have to get the surgery. He's going to have to get the excess skin.
Yeah. I would guess.
Because, I mean, I feel bad when I see people who have all that extra skin. It's like terrible. All right. There's a story here about Steven Tyler. And Cakes, did you know one of Steven Tyler's, I don't know, one of his habits that he had when he would go out and perform?
Like I don't.
No. I mean, habit's the wrong word, but
like a ritual.
He had kind of a ritual. Yeah, he would wrap his microphone in a scarf.
Okay,
and he was always a weird guy.
Yeah, like
bandanas
and scarves. And
all stuff.
Yeah, like on his mic stand.
That's a big thing when Aerosmith performs is that there's a scarf around the microphone. Mm-hmm.
Right. And do you know why
or
he
multiple
did that?
Scarves.
I don't know why he did that.
Apparently, according to his daughters, he did that to hide all the pills he was taking during the performance.
Oh, really?
So he needed those pills even while he was singing, while he was performing, and he would stuff them into his scarf.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Now, I believe he's done, right? Because of all of his injuries and
Aerosmith said they're finished touring.
They're done.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he 80
77.
They had a great run.
He had a vocal injury during a concert in the Farewell Tour.
He
can't sing, I don't think.
I don't think so. And he also, he had to go back into rehab again in 2022. So just a long career. Of super successful.
Can you imagine all the stuff he's put
issues.
In his body?
Oh,
and he's still alive.
Him and the other members of the band, like
I know that's
in
why
the 70s and 80s, how many drugs were being done?
When I pour myself a cocktail, I go, I mean, Steven Tyler, way more than this. He would drink the whole bottle.
And he's still alive.
That's my bit. People used to be all over me for like taking an extra Advil here and there. I was like, are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
Like, the guys from Motley Crue are still alive. Ozzy Osbourne's still alive. Now he's got Parkinson's. He's banged up, but he's still alive.
All the Rolling Stones.
They're all still alive.
Yeah.
Except
they did everything.
One of the drummer passed away a few years ago, correct?
Don't know.
I think it was Charlie Wood.
Charlie Watts.
Watts. Why did I say Charlie Wood?
Chuck Watts.
Charlie Watts.
Yeah, so you're good. You can have an extra pour of your old fashioned. You're gonna be fine.
Right. Justin Bieber and his wife Haley, they were recently seen at Coachella. Remember, I don't know if you saw any of those videos. They were dancing all goofy, probably high off their.
Luckily, I didn't see any videos.
But you said
Coachella.
They were cooked.
Well, that's, you know, there's a. She unfollowed him, and then she said it was a glitch.
Oh.
Come on.
It was a glitch.
But they were hanging out together at Coachella doing God only knows what.
I saw stories about Coachella that it was ridiculously hot.
I'm sure. But the story here with Haley and Justin is as soon as they got back to L.A., they I guess they partied so much that they found some sort of clinic where allegedly they go to like detox and to, you know,
cleanse,
get rid of all the hangover issues and everything from all the partying,
toxins.
All the toxins.
You have to get some IVs.
Yeah, get all that. Get all the IV stuff and everything. Haley Joel Osment, Cakes, was arrested again, this time for public intoxication.
Oh.
Now, it's kind of unfair to say that, but he was, I believe, busted for intoxication back in like 2006. I think he drove into a pillar or something.
Where was he this time?
This time he was skiing.
Skiing drunk?
Yes.
That ain't smart.
He was at a California ski resort at the Mammoth Mountain Resort.
Hey, Hales, you want to go ski?
Ski patrol officers.
Bring your pole.
Called in about an allegedly intoxicated individual, and it was like 2 in the afternoon, and he was booked and released for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance. They say he's been going through it recently. He lost everything in one of those wildfires.
Ah, that sucks.
He's had issues with his insurance. He found a replacement home, but insurer denied the claim. So I don't know if he's freaking homeless. I don't know what's going on with him. But they say he
lost
everything.
Imagine what's going on with the people out there that lost their homes and dealing with the insurance.
It's terrible.
Because the insurance they don't have enough money just to build new homes for the exact same amount. They just can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were 12,000 or 15,000 homes destroyed. Can you imagine that money?
I mean, it's got to be in the billions.
I know.
I've never seen this in a story about a skier. He was identified as a, quote, unruly skier. So I guess he was just a menace up on the mountain. And they're like, well, we have to get this guy off the mountain, whoever it is. This is a kid from The Sixth Sense.
He's probably seeing ghosts.
I saw Bruce Willis on the mountain.
I wonder if there's video of it.
I don't know.
There could be. Well, they definitely have mugshots of him. He's definitely a little chunky. He's not a big guy, right? He's got to be a little guy.
I think, I don't know how tall he is.
He looks a little chunky.
I'm not going to go hard on the short kings.
You're not?
I got to go easy.
You got to stay good.
I mean, you want to know his height?
I hope I'm taller than him.
5'5", I'm going to guess.
Oh, you're just guessing.
Yeah, he's guessing.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Right, hold up.
5'5" to
5'6".
5'6". Yeah, now, has he done any acting of any note in recent years?
He was in something that I saw in the last few years, but I'd have to look at his filmography to place it.
He's been busy. I mean, 2020, cranked out 3 movies. 2022, he was in Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He's kind of a dog.
He was in 2 movies last year.
He was in like a TV series that I definitely watched. I'll have to pull it up. What was he in that I saw recently? He has worked a lot. He's trying to pay those bills.
I don't know. What show would you have watched? Goliath?
Nope. I'm trying to find it. Nope. Don't see it.
I don't see any of it.
I've seen him in something.
The Kaminsky Method?
No.
Did you watch that?
Nope.
Teachers?
Nope. Not sure where I saw him.
He's been busy. He's been working a lot.
Jason.
I don't know any of these movies that he was in.
Jordan Hudson. Do you know who that is? Jason Bishop?
Jordan Hudson?
Jordan Hudson. Any of you guys know Jordan Hudson?
Travis is looking at us like we are the most
household
out of touch people.
Oh, hold on.
Jordan Hudson is a household name.
Now, I didn't know the name. I just looked. It's Belichick's girlfriend?
Belichick's girlfriend.
Okay, all right.
No, I wouldn't know her name.
She kind of made it Instagram official. I mean, they've already obviously acknowledged that they've been dating, but she posted pictures from their 73rd birthday celebration for Bill.
Bill looks pretty happy in that picture.
73.
It looks like me in most pictures.
And his 24-year-old girlfriend. I guess they went all out. They've been dating for a couple years now. He is wearing a gray suit, they say, for his big day, while Hudson donned a strapless green gown. They started dating in 2022 after meeting on a plane ride in 2021 when he signed her textbook.
What's the over-under on them having a kid?
That's a weird bit. Him signing her textbook?
You think
they'll have a kid? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bet they will.
I mean, the kid's going to be daddy-less.
No, it's selfish.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's selfish for Bill Belichick to provide his material for a kid.
Place a wager that they have a kid.
Hey, you're stealing my bold prediction. That was mine from
fall. Oh, it is?
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't log that.
I already claimed that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You've got squatter's rights on it, Drab. I will remember that.
Here's the thing. There's just no way that they have anything in common besides hitting skins, right? She's
probably
years younger than them. Like, yeah. her life experiences did literally nothing in common. Nothing. I don't know. It irritates me for some reason.
Belichick was just had to cancel a recruiting visit in Loudoun County.
Uh-huh.
He was going. There's a big time offensive tackle. I think he goes to Loudoun Valley, or he's a Loudoun County kid, Leesburg kid. and he had to cancel the recruiting visit.
Why?
I don't think he told the family
mm-hmm.
or told the AD. But he was definitely in. I think it was because he was recruiting a couple other kids in another part of the area, and the visits went long.
Mm-hmm.
But he was definitely in the area recruiting kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bill Belichick. A month or two ago, he made the rounds. He was at DeMatha and Good Counsel and everywhere. So, I mean, he's definitely out there pounding the pavement. He's putting the work in.
I wonder if he brought Jordan Hudson with him.
Probably did. Probably doesn't leave his side. But I don't know why
that kid would have signed right on the dot if he brought Jordan Hudson.
There's a photo of him where he's wearing some sort of Husky sweatshirt. He looks terrible.
Did the beach scene bother you?
It was a little much. Them doing beach yoga together.
Yeah.
It was a little much.
I mean, it's just creepy. He's just 50 years older. There is a line, and I think that's crossed the line.
But personally, I think it's selfish for a 73-year-old to impregnate a 24-year-old, and then he's not going to be there in 10 years.
I mean, you're going to have a fatherless.
It's a weird dynamic.
Probably 7 or 8-year-old kid.
Now, maybe it'll happen. I just find it kind of weird.
Doesn't that happen somewhat frequently with Hollywood stars? Doesn't Al Pacino have kids?
Yeah. It's all tried.
Frequently? Yeah. I don't know if it's frequently.
No, but I think it's not an uncommon thing in like celebrity relationships, old actors or whatever.
I mean, we talked about Alec Baldwin fairly recently. Yeah. Now, he's not that old, but didn't he crank out like 7 or 8 kids with this new wife?
He's been busy. Yeah.
I know this is your dream, and so you probably are all about it, but I just think it's weird.
I mean, people say, what do they have in common? I mean, they have fun together. I don't know what else to say.
Maybe he makes her laugh.
People marry
you have life experiences.
Spouses from other countries.
Yeah. I know, but you have similar life experiences at some point that you share. Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes there's the yin-yang. You got to balance each other out. By the way, Al Pacino, 84, welcomed the baby boy in June of 2012.
How old's the mom? Like 40s?
I don't know.
I don't even know if she's that. She might be.
She might be younger than that.
I think she might be like in her 30s.
So you know how Musk has a million kids? And one of the more recent ones, like apparently he's got them everywhere. Amber Heard allegedly might even have some more of, because I guess she saved up some, like the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she had some in the freezer?
Some embryos or whatever, and his whatever. And he wants her to get rid of them, and she wouldn't get rid of them.
Okay.
And apparently she's pregnant again.
Okay.
So people are like speculating it might be another Musk kid. But this other chick, this like a conservative chick that he knocked up recently, he offered her $15 million to just never acknowledge until the boy was 18 that he was the father publicly.
Okay, right.
Father of the year there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, good dad.
He's just laying his seat everywhere. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
She turned it down.
It's quite an offer.
I think that's actually good of her, because if you were born in that situation, all right, you're born to $15 million, but you never know who your dad is, it's trifling. Al Pacino's wife, 29.
Oh, not even 30. That's even worse than Belichick. Why are we killing Pacino? We got to be killing Pacino over Belichick.
We should be.
And Pacino
takes, what was his character name in Any Given Sunday?
The coach?
Yes.
Who delivered an amazing speech at the end of the movie? What was his name?
Tony. D?
Like D'Amato?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
God, it's such a good speech. So good. Sleep.
And then last but not least, Valdez, you've only given me the headline here. I don't see the story, but it has something to do. I know Jason's that you're a garbage fan, right? Jason, you always like garbage when you're in college or whatever.
There's no pictures?
No, there's a picture.
I love garbage.
There's a picture. Shirley Manson claps back at being called unrecognizable.
Well, she had like throat surgery or something, didn't
she? She says, I will continue to wrinkle and flub. There's nothing, I guess, you know. Just deal with it, you know, as she's aging.
They were booked to the HF Festival. They couldn't play.
She's 60 yet?
58 years old.
She definitely had some health issues.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
They don't put out new music anymore, right?
They probably do.
I mean, I'm sure.
What else are aging bands going to do?
We'll just play the hits.
That's what they should do.
They should do. Just
crank out new music and think people actually care about it, which generally they don't. All right. If you want to call us on an open line Thursday, you can do that at 800-636-1067.
All right, guys. If you want to upgrade your backyard like your boy did, Offenbacher's got the perfect solution. Why spend a fortune on a high-maintenance pool when you can enjoy a versatile swim spa for far less? Swim, exercise, relax, all in one. And when it's time to unwind, nothing beats a traditional hot tub. Got one. With warm, bubbling water to melt away your stress. Plus, check out their brand-new cold plunges. Ooh, I'm loud on that. People love them, though. Boost your circulation. Speed up recovery. Visit Offenbacher's in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville. Check them out. Offenbachers.com. Don't forget, mention EB for a free $500 gift card with your spa purchase. Don't wait. Secure your summer now with Offenbachers.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.